Welcome to Radioactive Magazine. Rachel McNair will discuss ranked choice voting, focusing primarily on Kansas City, Missouri. But we will also say a few words about what's happening with ranked choice voting in Kansas, other parts of Missouri, and elsewhere. Rachel is with Better Ballots KC. They are working to bring ranked choice voting to Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Spencer Graves. Rachel, what is ranked choice voting?
Okay, well, basically, instead of being stuck with voting for just one person the way you are now, you would say, okay, I like this one first, I like this one second, I like this one third, maybe fourth or fifth, depending. And you're ranking your preferences. You still get just one vote, just like you do now, but the vote will transfer. So if your first place person doesn't make it, then your vote transfers to your second choice. And if your second choice doesn't make it, it goes to the third choice. And that means that you can vote for whoever you actually want first without taking into account whether or not they're actually going to win, because you're not throwing away your vote. See, the situation right now, and this is what particularly motivated me, you have, say, a candidate who is just awful. You can't stand this candidate. The candidate wants to raise the military budget, modernize nuclear weapons, wants to, you know, it's just terrible on this issue and that issue. I mean, you know, assuming that those are the issues, whatever, it doesn't matter. Those, any specific issues that you care about, that candidate is awful, but you have to vote for that candidate because the other one's even worse on those issues. This is what's known as the lesser evil. And so you either vote for that candidate, hold your nose, feel awful, didn't vote for who you actually wanted, or you say, no, I'm going to vote for who I actually wanted. I'm going to vote Green Party. I'm going to vote Libertarian Party. I'm going to vote Independent, Forward Party, whatever. I'm going to vote who I wanted. And then everybody gets mad at you because you let the greater evil win, because you didn't vote for the lesser evil. Well, with ranked choice voting, you go ahead and vote for who you actually want first. And then you rank who you can tolerate or who you at least think is better than the other would get a lower ranking. This communicates better what you actually want. Third parties would be able to get the votes that they actually earn. And voters would simply have more say. Voter turnout tends to go up because people have more of a sense that they have a say. It is greater democracy. Now, I do want to say something about, because a lot of people say, oh, well, this is in order to get center people instead of extremes. Okay. If you have a candidate that's extreme, gets, you know, has a third, maybe even only a quarter of people enthusiastic, but the majority is against them, is against him or her, then the majority is not going to give a second ranking to that person. That person's never going to get the second ranking. And therefore, you can get rid of this idea of somebody winning with a plurality, even if the majority's against them. You could have a person who wins with only a third of the vote, but they got enough second choice rankings. Well, what that means is that there were people that said, okay, well, this person isn't my first choice, but this person is okay. That means basically majority support. Nobody's getting in against majority support. So that's a biggie. You keep the extremes out that the majority doesn't like. However, it does not mean that you're going to, you know, that you're compromising and getting a centrist candidate, unless that's what the voters want. So for example, let's say you had 30% of the people gave their first choice to Bernie Sanders, and 30% of the people gave their first choice to Elizabeth Warren, and 40% of the people gave their first choice to Joe Biden. Well, you know that most of the people who voted for Sanders first would have voted for Warren second and vice versa. 60% of the people wanted either Sanders or Warren. But Joe Biden wins because he He's got more votes than anybody else, even though it's less than the majority. So in that case, and you could, in any set where it works, the majority is able to get the kind of policies that they want and aren't just run over roughshod by a minority. Now, you know, if you have another case where, you know, 30% want a centrist and another 30% want a different centrist and only 40% want a left winger or a right winger, you know, in the Republicans, it works.
Sure, the real point is,
if most people want a centrist, you'll get a centrist. But if most people prefer left or right, then you'll get left or right. It's not a matter of getting the centrist. It's a matter of avoiding the extremists that the majority doesn't want and making sure that the majority does get what it wants, in as much as, you know, you had trouble deciding between these two candidates. You know, you had trouble deciding between candidate A and B.
Right, right. But the real point is that the candidate that gets it actually gets a majority vote. May not get a majority of the first choice, but it ultimately gets a majority preference.
Great.
What has Better Ballot KC done to bring ranked choice voting to Kansas City, Missouri?
Okay. We started off way back in the mayor and city council races in 2019. We went to the forums and said, hey, folks, this is good stuff. You want to do it? And then we had meetings with several of them after that, and we got several of them on board. And then COVID hit. And they were kind of, you know, interested in other things. And, you know, then the George Floyd protests hit, and they were, you know, they really should be focused on something other than how an election is run years hence. But finally, we got back to them, and we've been educating them and educating them. And they said, you know what? This all sounds like a good idea. And, you know, over 50 cities have it now. We would not be pioneering it by any means. Over 50 cities in the United States. I mean, there's way more worldwide, but in the US, it is an up and coming thing, but nevertheless, we would be pioneers in Missouri. And they just communicated, they really wanted to know that there was voter buy-in. They didn't want to go charging off and putting us on the ballot and having a bunch of voters saying, what the heck did you do that for? So, they said, you know, do a petition drive. So I called the law department. I said, well, I hear tell that for a charter amendment, which is what this would be, because it's changing how we vote, a city charter amendment, well, you know, is it 10% rather than 5%? She goes, oh, no, it's 5%. I was like, whew, okay, that's good. 3,480 is 5% of the people that voted in the last mayoral race. So this is for mayor and city council races. Because of course, that's all Kansas City, Missouri can vote on. And you know, if the state wants to do it, the state has to vote for it. KC can only vote for KC. And so we did it and we succeeded, and it was mostly volunteer effort. Like 80% of the signatures were volunteers going out and getting them, and we got the amount that we needed. And then the clerk gets back to us and says that the same woman who had told me that 5% would be enough said, no, it really was 10%, but not 10% of the people who voted for the mayor. 10% of all registered voters. We're talking in the 40,000 people range. And it was actually kind of funny because I was at first pretty angry. You know, we thought we had succeeded in doing something that would obligate the city council to do it. But then after a while, I thought, you know, if she had told me it was 40,000, we would have known you can't do that with volunteers. You have to have big money to do that kind of thing. And we wouldn't have done it. And it's good that we did do it, because we were able to go to the city council and say, look, this never was fighting City Hall. This was always, you know, doing it with you. You wanted us to show you voter buy-in. We're showing you voter buy-in. And the same Missouri Constitution provision that said, oh no, for a city charter, it's 40,000, also said the city council can put it on. So right now, we are trying to get the city council to put it on. And I would encourage anybody who shares this concern, you can look up your city council members, give them a call, leave them a voicemail, give them email, whatever. If you agree that this is a good idea, calling or writing city council is an excellent idea right about now. We are continuing to work with them. We feel very positive about it. But what we're aiming for is to get this put on the ballot next April. Now, next April, that's 2023. That's when we're voting for city council and mayor next, because it was 2019 and then 2023. We just do it every 4 years on odd times. And that originally we were hoping that we would have it all done and voted for and be using ranked choice voting at that time. But it takes some time to prepare it and all that. So if we like put it on the November ballot, they wouldn't have enough time to prepare for April. So we realized, you know, there's a logic to the idea that the people who are going to be using the ranked choice voting should be voting on whether or not they want to. So the aim right now is to get it on either the April or June ballot, in the hopes that's the last time we have two elections, because one of the big advantages for Kansas City is right now we have a primary and then a runoff of the top two. Well, we have ranked choice voting, that's instant runoff. We've taken care of it. We don't have to come back in June, or, you know, they could decide June is the one they want. We don't care. But we would have one election rather than two, and that would save us over $600,000 of taxpayer money, which could be better spent elsewhere. And particularly since a lot of voters, I mean, that was one of our big selling points with the petition, is that they would rather, voters don't like the idea of having to come out twice in 6 weeks. They'd really rather just come out once and be done with it.
All right, that's good. So, and you have a website.
Better Ballot KC. That's of course short for Kansas City. If you do see it, it won't get you anywhere. It's betterballotkc.org.
Yes. Okay. And there's information there on how they can contact you to get more information. And
there's lots of information on the website. And I should say, one of the big things that we really are going to be doing, the August 2nd election, that's a primary, and the U.S. Senate race is going to be a train wreck. I mean, Eric Greitens could do what he did when he ran for governor, which is win with like a third of the vote. He could win with a quarter of the vote. There are enough people running. And he is an example where the majority of Republicans are against him. I mean, he is a textbook case for why we need ranked choice voting. The Democrats are going to have 10 candidates as well. You could easily have, and there, you know, you could have somebody win with a quarter of the vote, and then they're supposed to go into the general election saying, hey, everybody, vote for our candidate who got a quarter of the vote in the primary, instead of somebody who got maybe only a quarter of first rankings, but by golly, got majority support once all was said and done. And so what we're going to do is, we've already run a couple of exit surveys, just having people practice the ranked choice voting and asked them if they liked it. And vast majorities did. And was it easy? Even more said it, yeah, it was easy. And so this time we're expanding the concept to a parallel election, because we're going to pay attention to what actually happens to the ranked choices in Kansas City to show, you know, not just give this, you know, this is a great theory, this is how it might work, but rather to show how it would have worked, at least in Kansas City, if there had been ranked choice voting. We're going to have a good large sample size. We've gotten close to 1,000 people outside the polls before. We should be able to do at least that, and we're hoping to get even more if we can get people. We do have money to hire people, so we're looking for both for volunteers and for people who'd like a one-day gig. If you want more information and application and everything, it's on that website, the homepage.
Wonderful. For folks who just joined us, we are talking with Rachel McNair with Better Ballot KC. Rachel, so how can I find out who my city council representative is if I live in Kansas City, Missouri? But I don't necessarily know who my rep is. How do I find that out?
There's a page that gives the entire list of city council members, and you can find it on the Kansas City, Missouri government page very easily.
Right, right. And then you have to figure out which district you're in.
There's a map there. That page has a link to a map that will let you know which district you're in. Now, everybody has two council members. One is in their own district and one is at large. The at large ones are voted on by the whole city. And so actually, if you were really inspired, you could do seven members, the six at large in your own district. But generally, they're going to pay most attention to people in their own district.
Okay. Yeah. The last time I did something like that, I contacted all seven.
Why not? Well, I mean, we're asking is for you to contact the two.
If
that's nothing other than leaving a voicemail, that's fine. You very often hit voicemail. But if you hit an aide, they should know what you're talking about. And you don't have to argue it into them, because you're taking care of educating them. You just need to say you support it and you'd like to see it.
Great. So Craig Lebeau has a question, and he's going to ask the question, and I'm going to repeat it so that you can hear
it. Really, more comment is that some cities, if there's no candidate to get a majority, they have a runoff.
Exactly. Well, that's
it. And this ranked choice voting replaces that. It eliminates the need to have expensive runoff.
Craig just said there was ranked choice voting eliminates the need to have expensive runoff elections. And Rachel mentioned that a little bit earlier, Craig. She said you'd save Kansas
Instant
City, Missouri,
$600,000. $600,000 in Missouri. Now, it may be that in a statewide they would keep primaries and general, because there'd be so many people running in the primaries that they'd still want to narrow it down. But in Kansas City elections, there's just no reason for that. Let me tell you what happened in 2019. There were 11 people running for mayor, just mayor. The top two vote getters got 20 some odd percent of the vote. Between them, they had 45% of the vote. That means that 55% of the people, over 55% of the people, did not get to choose who the top two were going to be that we were going to vote on. Now, in that case, the top two were not people that had people aghast, so you didn't have a lot of rumblings, but you can certainly see that happening. That could happen. And then in the 2015 election, 4 years earlier, Sly James was the incumbent, and he won with 60% of the vote. And we still had to go ahead and spend all that money and everybody come out again for a second election when he had already won the first one quite clearly.
How bizarre. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I suppose. For people who live in Kansas,
yes,
who support ranked choice voting, in the short term, if they've got time on August 2nd, you'd be happy to have them polling,
absolutely,
in Kansas City, Missouri. But if they want to promote ranked choice voting in Kansas, what do you want? What should they do?
Right. Well, the helping at the polls is actually a big thing because if it passes in KCMO, it's more likely to happen in Kansas. Go to the website rankthevotekansas.org. And they have a lot of good information. The problem there is that Kansas cannot just have cities do it. See, I mean, the idea here is you get one city to do it, you get another city to do it, you get a third city to do it. By and by, enough cities are doing it that the state will do it. That's the thing. I mean, it'd be all very nice to have the state just go ahead and do it, but it's more likely to do it the more people are asking for it because they're doing it and they're practiced and all that. That's not a technique that's going to work in Kansas because cities aren't allowed by the state government to just decide they want to do it themselves. So, you know, whether there would be legislation either for ranked choice voting or just to allow the cities to do it if they wish would be the kind of thing that the Kansas people would be pushing for. Kansas did have ranked choice voting in its Democratic primary last time in 2020. So they have used ranked choice voting in a Kansas election. Of course, the problem was by the time the primary rolled around to Kansas, it was already decided. So it didn't make that big of a splash. People weren't, you know, I mean, when it's already decided, there's not much sense that you have a lot of say. But at least they do have that precedent, and they have had some good studies and whatnot, and they've gotten some things done. So I would definitely encourage Kansas people to look up rankthevotekansas.org and also to contact, I mean, you can come in from Lawrence for the day or whatever, working at the polls, because if KCMO gets it, then, you know, obviously Independence and Lee Summit are more likely to do it too. Jackson County and Clay County are more likely to do it. And the more that something right on the border of Kansas does it, I mean, the thing is, people will have, you know, a cousin in Topeka and a sister-in-law in Wichita, and they'll say, yeah, I did ranked choice voting and I liked it.
Yes.
So more of that goes on, that's going to help Kansas. I might also mention that any stray, you know, 16-year-olds that want to do it, you don't have to be a KCMO voter to do this work at the polls.
Right. Right. Okay. So what can you tell us about the history of ranked choice voting?
Well, one of the big reasons, it kind of started in the 60s and it was kind of small and it kind of grew and more cities took it. Right now, the state of Maine has it. They voted it in by a very small margin, and then the legislature didn't like it and tried to have them vote on it over again, and they won by a larger margin because there were people that were ticked off that the legislature didn't do what the voters wanted. So they have it in Maine, they have it in Alaska. Those are the only states, but like I said, 50 cities, 20 of which, by the way, are in Utah. And what happens is it goes on the ballot and sometimes it wins and sometimes it loses, but it is very frequent that it wins by 60 and 70%. Happens all the time. And I think one of the big reasons why it's more common now than it was is just because with computers, we're able to do it and still have, you know, results that evening.
Yeah. Right. So I've been, we've seen a dramatic rise in political polarization in recent years. Might ranked choice voting help address that problem?
I think it will. One of the things that happens is that a candidate says, you're right now, their incentive is to say, my opponent was caught cheating on a spelling test in the third grade. Aren't you scandalized? Isn't this awful? I mean, the mudslinging is, I mean, that's where the incentive is. You need to get either get your opponent's votes because people are all scandalized or you need to get them discouraged to stay home because, you know, of these major, you know, grainy black and white photographs and the whole bit. And what happens here is, if you're close enough to, I mean, you'll attack the candidates that are closer to you more than the candidates that are further away from you. I mean, you see this in the attack ads. Right. And what happens is, wait a minute, if I don't get the first ranking of my opponents, because, you know, they're giving my opponent the first ranking, I still want to get their second ranking, right? I mean, it could make a major difference in whether I win or lose if I get that second ranking, or at least third. I mean, I need to get a ranking out of these people. That'll make it way more likely that I win than if I don't. Suddenly, the incentive has reversed. You're not going to get a second ranking from your opponent's supporters if you go insulting that opponent. You've got to be nice. And so what you've got to say in order to get that is, well, you know, my worthy opponent has a good policy on X, but my policy is better for this reason. I mean, that's, you know, that's not going to turn off your opponent's first choice voters, because, you know, they'll say, well, you know, I still like this guy, this person's better, but yeah, I could see that tweak would at least we'd get something, and you get your second ranking. Well, of course, debating actual issues is what elections are supposed to be about. And subtle differences on policy would be fantastic for voters to be weighing in on.
And informed about, yeah, right. Yeah. So how about third parties?
Third parties right now are losing votes to the lesser evil. I mean, that's just blunt. If, say, somebody really wanted to vote for the Green Party, but they just have the feeling like, you know, I vote for the Green Party and the Republican wins. Or turn it around, there could be a Libertarian that said, I really want to vote for the Libertarian, but if I do, then the Democrat is more likely to win. It doesn't, the point is not, you know, which ideology wins, but which ideology is being persuasive to people.
Right.
And so what happens is, if 15% of the people really want to vote Green first. So they do. They rank Green first and they do Democrat second. And then there are Democrats who've been Democrats all their lives, as were their parents before them. And of course, they're going to vote Democrat. But, you know, they do like what the Green Party is saying. So they're going to give the Green Party their second ranking. Now, the Green Party has a whole bunch more first rankings and a whole bunch more support at all. Now, in the first place, to even ever win at all would require ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
They just have too much of a disadvantage without it. But even if they don't win, if they get an expression of the support they actually have, and not people holding their nose and putting up with something, but rather voting for what they actually want, then the Green Party has more.
Rachel, we're basically out of time. You got another 20 seconds. You want to give us a final word in those 20 seconds?
Well, again, BetterBallotKC for the
.org.
Metro area, BetterBallotKC.org, and RankTheVoteKansas.org for Kansans.
Okay.
But we're wonderful. All in it together.
We've been talking with Rachel McNair about ranked choice voting. She's with BetterBallotKC.org. They're working to bring ranked choice voting to Kansas City, Missouri. Links to her website and to other resources discussing ranked choice voting are available in the description of this episode of Radioactive Magazine at kkfi.org. Select News and Public Affairs, then Radioactive Magazine. They'd love to hear from you. One more comment. 85% of KKFI's 24/7 broadcast hours are filled with content that is locally produced by volunteers like Craig LeBeau and me. We'd love to hear more about your concerns. You can write us at news@kkfi.org or call KKFI during normal working hours and ask to leave a message for Radioactive Magazine. I'm Spencer Graves. Craig LeBeau is at the controls. Thank you for listening.